The Tafsir of Surat An-Nasr, Chapter 110, which was revealed in Al-Madinah. The first topic is the virtues of Surat An-Nasr. It has been mentioned previously that it, that is Surat An-Nasr, is equivalent to 1/4 of the Quran, and that Surat Al-Zalzalah is equivalent to 1/4 of the Quran. An-Nasai recorded from Ubaidullah bin Abdullah bin Uthbah that Ibn Abbas said to him, O Ibn Udbah, do you know the last surah of the Qur'an that was revealed? He answered, yes, it was, when there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. Al-Qur'an, chapter 110, verse number 1. He, Ibn Abbas, said, you have spoken truthfully.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا.
Translation: when there comes the help of Allah and the conquest, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion in crowds, so glorify the praises of your Lord and ask His forgiveness. Verily, He is the one who accepts the repentance and who forgives. This surah informs of the completion of the life of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-Bukhari recorded from Ibn Abbas that he said, Umar used to bring me into the gatherings with the old men of the Battle of Badr. However, it was as if one of them felt something in himself against my attending. So he said, why do you, Umar, bring this youth to sit with us when we have children like him? That is his age. So Umar replied, verily he is among those whom you know. Then one day he called them and invited me to sit with them, and I did not think that he invited me to be among them that day except to show them. So he said, what do you say about Allah's statement, when there comes the help of Allah and the conquest? Some of them said, we were commanded to praise Allah and seek His forgiveness when He helps us and gives us victory. Some of them remained silent and did not say anything. Then he, that is Umar, said to me, is this what you say, O Ibn Abbas? I said, no. He then said, what do you say? I said, it was the end of the life of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah was informing him of. Allah said, when there comes the help of Allah and the conquest, which means this is a sign of the end of your life. So glorify the praises of your Lord and ask His forgiveness. Verily, He's the one who accepts the repentance and who forgives. So Umar bin al-Khattab said, I do not know anything about it other than what you have said. Al-Bukhari was alone in recording this hadith. Imam Ahmad recorded from Ibn Abbas that he said, when there comes the help of Allah and the conquest was revealed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my death has been announced to me. And indeed he died during that year. Ahmad was alone in recording this hadith. Al-Bukhari recorded that Aisha said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say often in his bowing and prostrating, glory to you, O Allah, our Lord, and praise be to you, O Allah, forgive me. He did this as his interpretation of the Quran, that is showing its implementation. The rest of the group has also recorded this hadith, except for At-Tirmidhi. Imam Ahmad recorded from Masrukh that Aisha said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to often say towards the end of his life, glory to Allah and praise be unto Him. I seek Allah's forgiveness and I repent to Him. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily, my Lord has informed me that I will see a sign in my ummah, and He has commanded me that when I see it, I should glorify His praises and seek His forgiveness. For He is the one who accepts repentance. And indeed, I have seen it. That is the sign. When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest, al-fath. And you see that the people enter Allah's religion in crowds, so glorify the praises of your Lord and ask His forgiveness. Verily, He's the one who accepts the repentance and who forgives. Muslim also recorded this hadith. The meaning of al-fath here is the conquest of Mecca, and there is only one view concerning it. For indeed, the different areas of the Arabs were waiting for the conquest of Mecca before they would accept Islam. They said, if he, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is victorious over his people, then he is a true prophet. So when Allah gave him victory over Mecca, they entered into the religion of Allah, that is Islam, in crowds. Thus, 2 years did not pass after the conquest of Mecca before the peninsula of Arabs was laden with faith. And there did not remain any of the tribes of the Arabs except that they professed their acceptance of Islam. And all praise and blessings are due to Allah. Al-Bukhari recorded in his Sahih that Amr bin Salama said, when Mecca was conquered, all of the people rushed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to profess their Islam. The various regions were delaying their acceptance of Islam until Mecca was conquered. The people used to say, leave him and his people alone. If he is victorious over them, he is a true prophet. We have researched the war expedition for conquest of Mecca in our book, As-Sirah. Therefore, whoever wishes, he may review it there, and all praise and blessings are due to Allah. Imam Ahmad recorded from Abu Ammar that a neighbor of Jabir bin Abdullah told him, I returned from a journey and Jabir bin Abdullah came and greeted me. So I began to talk with him about the divisions among the people and what they had started doing. Thus, Jabir began to cry and he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, verily, the people have entered into the religion of Allah in crowds, and they will also leave it in crowds. This is the end of the tafsir of Surah An-Nasr, and all praise and blessings are due to Allah.